to Mayapur. I took a photo in front of Prabhupada's Samadhi. I saw the deer in the park. I ate some ice cream. I came back. Here's the photos. That's not how to enter the town. Then, what's next?
There's a different translation. You want it different variation?
No, that translation's all right. What's next in this this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's vision. What is he doing here? Every day in the afternoon he would have a reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Siddhanta Saraswati would read the verses. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur would sometimes give a little commentary. And then sometimes in the middle, in ecstasy, he'd jump up and start turning round and round. But he didn't allow any prajalpa. He was very strict. No gramya katha. Here. All here. Then, in Kainat, Ami Prashananda Sunya Babashi. Ami, becomes at the beginning.
I was mistaken.
Can you write it down? No? Alright, I'll write it down.
After the whole
thing is finished, there's so many mistakes. So this is in the section of Sharanagati where Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he speaks about that with giving up unfavorable activities. So generally we think of, you know, don't watch TV, don't talk nonsense, don't associate with materialistic people. But then there's another level where Bhaktivinoda Thakur is, anyway, we can read the translation, that what's he doing here? Then people with external vision will see Kedarnath Datta as a retired government servant who has come to, he's a pious man and he's come here to do some bhajan. But what is his internal life he's saying here? So we can, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur's bhajan kutia, and this is a place where we can come to worship Bhaktivinoda Thakur for who he is and who he's worshipping. This is at his level. We sing this song just to worship Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So what is it?
Oh, I am a resident of Swanada Sukhada Kunja and a maidservant of the lotus feet of Radhika and Madhava. I happily rejoice at the union of the divine couple, and in their separation I die in utter anguish. I never look at the area in Raja called Sakhistali, where Chandravali and her friends live. If I were to see that place, it reminds me of Chandravali's sharp-tongued gopi friend named Saibhya. I feel pain in my heart whenever I happen to catch sight of Chandravali's proud girlfriends, for they're all inimical to Radha's camp. Chandravali wants to take away Radha's Lord Hari, thus causing the love grove of Radhika to be overcast in the darkness of gloom. I never look at the faces of those who wish to obstruct the joy of the union of Sri Radha and Govinda, nor do I find any pleasure in conversing with those who are members of a camp opposed to Radha. Bhaktivinoda has entrusted his soul with great care unto the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani.
Then?
Godhruma Dame Bhajana Anupu.
That's another of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. His vision, what is he seeing here? Is it in here? So find it. Just the next page.
In the land of Godruma in Navadvipa, which is very conducive for performing devotional worship of the Supreme Lord, and which is non-different from the sacred place in Braja, called Nandagram, the holy district of Mathura. There I will settle down in a small cottage within the grove called Surabhi Kunj on the bank of the celestial Ganges River. I will put on the garb that is dear to the devotees of Lord Gaurasundara, including the 12 Vaishnava Tilaka markings on my body and beautiful beads of tulsi wood around my neck. Then by planting flowering trees like Champaka, Bakula, Kadamba and Tamal, I will cultivate an extensive grove by my cottage. I will drape Madhavi and Malati jasmine creepers upon the trees and in this way make a shady bower in their midst. I will plant row upon row of various forest flowers, including different kinds of jasmine like Yuti, Jati and Malli. All these will be present there, arrayed in a charming fashion. I will install the Empress Tulsi on an elevated platform in this garden, then procure all necessary paraphernalia for having kirtana, such as mridanga drums, kartals and gongs, and place them there. Then I will commence singing the holy names of the Lord in the company of the Vaishnavas. We will sing, "All glories to the island of Godruma, all glories to the divine abode of Lord Gaurachandra. Bhakti Vinod is favorably disposed to pure devotional service. All glories to Surabhi Kunj, to installed reeds, and to the banks of the celestial Ganga."
That's all for now. Then Bhaktivinoda's seeing here also the arati of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as you can hear. So, Hare Krishna. He's seeing Brahma and all the demigods worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the real benefit of taking birth as Lord Brahma. You get the chance to take part in the Lord's pastimes. Otherwise, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, what is that? Kuta janma hao jata tu adas chatamok brahma janme nahi ash. Otherwise there's no use to take birth even as Brahma. Better to take birth as a worm, it's an insect, if you can be a servant of Krishna. Otherwise no use to take birth as Brahma. So, Hare Krishna. Sometimes, all of you are staying here, sometimes you can sing these songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who has also given us this dham. Otherwise, no one knew. All the acharyas, they're giving us the dham. They've shown, they've developed. There's a good line for you, that when people come in shorts, you can tell them that Gaura Bhakta Priyavesh Dadhana Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is anukul for bhakti. He never says Bermuda shorts Dadhana. You say it's very hot. Well, it was very hot at that time also. Tilak Tulasimala Shobhavana. Tilak Tulasi Mala Shobhamana. No need of beauty parlors. This is the beauty parlor. Tilak Tulasi Mala. So, Hare Krishna. So, we'll take darshan. The arati, and then go. We can stop at the center here, Iskcon center, and see their arati there also. Probably by the time we get, I mean, we can stop for darshan. Mm-hmm.